So, well, we're going to set a timer for 10 minutes, and here we go.
Okay.
Last night, the Northfield schools talked about lunches as one of their big things in their school board meeting. And today, two kind of startling facts came from that. So, in the first semester of this school year, mm-hmm. Northfield schools, so the first half of the school year, served 60,000 breakfasts.
Holy moly.
And they served 228,000 lunches.
Wow.
Which, if I had to guess, that's more than any single restaurant in Northfield serves in an entire year.
I'm gonna go with that.
I almost want to say that's probably more than if you added all the restaurants up in the same time frame what they would serve in that same
time. I'd be interested to know that.
It would be interesting to compare. Because if you really start to think about that, that's over 300,000 meals. It really makes the Northfield schools look not just like a school, but like a food service.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
And this is a hugely important thing to students. So today, let's talk not about Northfield schools lunches, but let's just talk about lunches in schools in general.
Okay.
So we're not just going to talk about Northfield lunch. We're going to talk about lunch in school in general.
Sure.
And let's come from this from a basis that students with a full stomach are good.
Yes.
Right? That the research has shown that if students with breakfast and lunch just do better, right?
Yes.
Academically, socially, all the things. We're not going to cover that. This is us covering that. If you want to go find that data, there's plenty of it out there.
But I mean, developmentally, it makes sense.
Yes. Yeah. Both from an academic research point and from a, not being hungry, you do better.
Just from a straight up common sense physical standpoint.
Yes.
Exactly.
Schools get funding for lunches in two primary ways. And again, Minnesota is now an exception, so we're not exclude Minnesota now from this.
Okay.
Student payments is the first one, right? Mm-hmm. Students buy their lunch. Mm-hmm. Maybe they buy a la carte items as well. Maybe staff buy a lunch or a visitor buys lunch, right? You know, that's some of the ways, that's one of the main ways money's collected. And then it's federal reimbursement for that lunch, for, you know, free and reduced lunches, right? From a federal program. So that's part of what's called the National Schools Lunch Program. So 90% of schools in the United States participate in this.
Mm-hmm.
And for students who qualify, they either get a reduced cost lunch or they get a free lunch paid for by the federal government. And this is a law passed, I believe, by Harry Truman, signed by Harry Truman. So it's
it
been around.
It
goes back a ways.
Yeah.
Yes. And this is, again, a federal program, and schools get a reimbursement for every meal that they serve that qualifies into this program. So they get a per meal reimbursement. And what's interesting is this reimbursement, in the 2021-2022 school year, in the contiguous 48 states, the lower 48, received a maximum reimbursement of $3.90 per free lunch was the reimbursement schools got from the federal government for free lunches.
Okay.
So about just under $4 is what the federal government pays schools per lunch.
Sure.
Okay. And then for breakfast, it was $2.35 about, or $1.90 to $2.35 was the range.
Sure.
Depended on some different criteria. The key factor here is schools only get that money if the student takes the lunch. So if the student looks at it and doesn't like the lunch, they don't get the money, even though they cooked the lunch and such.
Oh.
And if a thing like a snow day happens, schools still have to pay like staff and already purchased the food and such and, you know, have to still pay a utility bill and such. But since no students took lunch on a snow day, that's just a lost day. So it was actually kind of interesting last night looking at the school board, you know, kind of report of total meals served. And this year there's a downward decrease. And part of that is because we had more snow days this year.
Oh, of course.
Right. And like three snow days can alter your meal count by a significant number. Right.
Well, when you're serving 228,000 lunches a year.
In a semester.
In a semester.
Right. Like, so.
That's almost half. That's half a million lunches in a year.
Yeah. That's indeed.
Wow.
Right. Schools, the headlines as I was doing this research really emphasize how schools are fundamental to children's meals and such. And that it's called the Daily Miracle in America was one headline because it feeds so many people a day. Right.
Yeah.
So just kind of giving you that concept of schools don't get a lot of money from the federal government for these lunches. And that has to cover everything from wages to equipment to food supplies. And as we all know, when you go to the grocery store and groceries have gotten more expensive, they've gotten more expensive for schools, too.
Of course they have.
According to a report from the School Nutrition Association, 64% of schools state that funding for lunches was insufficient in the last year, and that's up from 56% the prior year. So this was a study of 2024. In 2023, 56%. It jumped up to 64. And 91% of schools state that they have serious or moderate concerns regarding their financial sustainability of their school nutrition programs in the next 3 years.
Wow.
And as we can guess, the main concern, they asked you in the survey, you know, cite what's your concerns, sure. right? And supply chain and acquiring food is the biggest one. And then it's staff and equipment cost as well, because equipment costs have also gone up, and just getting staff is difficult as well. But supply is really the big one, right? They talked about it last night at the school board meeting as well. Buying bananas, you know, the cost of those have been going up, right? The cost of eggs have gone up. That impacts schools, right?
Crazy.
So it's just kind of interesting to consider that. Also in that report, it talks about how schools are trying to add to still try to be innovative in their meal approach. So they're still trying to add more meal choice. 55% of schools tried to have locally sourced foods in the last school year in their menu. They didn't always succeed at it because they're trying to. But again, when you're working with $4 per meal, you work with what you got.
Yeah.
And 52% of schools tried to increase their scratch preparation in their schools in the last year. But again, they cited that with increasing cost of food, that wasn't always achievable.
Right.
That can be a goal, but they didn't reach it. And the report doesn't say how many actually achieved their goal, but a lot of them indicated they didn't. Minnesota, as I've indicated, is unique and different as as we kind of wind down the 10 minutes here. In March of 2023, Governor Tim Walz signed into law the bill that would give free lunches to every student in Minnesota, right? So it works differently here, where the state bridges that gap of the federal program. So if you had a reduced lunch, the state covers the rest of that.
Right.
If you had a free lunch, the federal government still picks up that whole bill. Mm-hmm. But if you have a... if you were paying for your lunch, the state now covers the entire bill, right? And there has been several positive impacts. This is a quote from Roseville School District in an NPR article, MPR, not NPR, in 2023. Quote, "The purpose was never to chase lunch debt," said Jenny Lokic, the Roseville superintendent. "We hire folks to make healthy food and serve healthy food for our students, and now we've replaced time. We focused more on food instead of paperwork." Mm-hmm. Aside from the larger positive result of we've reduced stigma around school meals, it's increased participation to allow us to invest in great food and invest in the growth of our farm-to-school program. Roseville schools cited they had a 30% increase in the number of students eating lunch and 50% in eating breakfast. And it came from across all demographics. When they surveyed it, it wasn't just one group of students. It was all students started to take advantage of that program. Looking at Northfield last night, there's been an increase in our use of schools' lunches too. Actually, it was cited in this NPR article. And Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman, was interviewed by NPR then. But looking at last night's report too, there was an increase in the number of lunches and breakfast served in Northfield. So this has been a good program, and you find tons of quotes from schools saying this has helped benefit their lunch programs and such. So
huge. And actually, it's really a very minimal cost to taxpayers.
If the federal government's given $4 for a lunch, and I don't know what the state is doing. I mean, obviously, the state's covering everything else, but it's more than
to Minnesota taxpayers. Yeah. I should be
it's more than it used to be, but it still probably is negligible.
Oh, I read an article about it. And there, it's like $1 something
a year
to provide free lunches to all students.
Wow,
it's $600 million, I believe, over 2 years in a $61 billion budget.
Yeah,
yeah. Right. I mean, it's a drop in the bucket, but yet it takes so much pressure in that regard off of districts, because you think about it, no matter who you are, to be able to send your kid to school and just be like, hey, you can get breakfast there.
Yeah.
So if you don't get it at home, for whatever the reason, you know, whether it's economic issues or you're just running out the door late, like, it's great.
The director of food service at Northfield, the Northfield School District, her name escapes me. We've had her on before, but it's been a couple of years. We'll maybe after the school year's out, we'll talk to Dr. Hillman and see if we can't get her on to talk more about
this.
There certainly was some interesting menu things they've been trying here in Norfolk, too, and certainly some interesting concerns they have about the future.
I am, it should be.
Yeah.
But I am, I'm a special...
That was 10 minutes.
I'll tell you this, I'm especially interested in this whole... farm to cafeteria thing.
Yes,
that's important stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, hey Logan, that was great.
Yeah,
thank you.
Figured it was something. You know, I didn't want the local focus because we'll hear from that in the superintendent, and that'll be other future news stories. But also just an interesting national context of school lunches.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.